In case you haven't noticed, warehouses are being set on fire all across America by their workers. And in one now famous case, a worker, a disgruntled worker, committed arson and filmed himself setting a warehouse on fire in California. A warehouse that contained something like 1 million square feet that was stacked with toilet paper and paper towels. And it all, of course, is flammable. It all went up. And that worker has been arrested and will be prosecuted for arson, obviously. But that doesn't bring back the products that were burned up. And this is happening in more warehouses across the country. You're going to see more of this, and I'd like to explain why I think that's the case. The disgruntled worker in California said on video, as he was lighting up one of the pallets, he said, "All you had to do was pay us a living wage." And this individual is being touted as a hero by some on the left, sort of more of the, I guess, socialist or union workers type of people, who say, yeah, we need living wages, and if we don't get them, we're going to burn your warehouses down. So they actually support this kind of activity. And obviously, we don't agree with committing arson. But what I do need to point out is that the reason life is unaffordable is not because of the wages, it's because of the money printing. And this is what leftists don't understand. It's Trump and the Treasury, but also under Biden and under Obama, all of them. It's always the same story. They print trillions of dollars of fiat currency, which is a form of theft, and it steals away the purchasing power from the workers. It thrusts workers into poverty. No matter what their wage is, the government will always print more currency, making higher wages have less purchasing power. One way or another, the workers will always be thrust into poverty where they can't afford to pay rent, they can't afford to buy health insurance, and they can't often, increasingly, they can't afford to eat because food's too expensive for all these very same reasons. So it's not typically really a question of the corporation paying a wage. It's a question of the government stealing the purchasing power of the currency and thrusting everybody into poverty. Now, notice that our government, the United States, can send endless billions to Israel to bomb other countries and commit genocide and slaughter women and children and bomb hospitals and bomb churches and universities. There's always money for that, isn't there? There's always money to send to Ukraine to continue this pointless war against Russia, to try to weaken Russia. There's always money for, you know, NASA to fly around in spaceships performing acts of cosmic theater with actors, you know, tourists pretending to be astronauts, whatever. There's no point in just flying around. Who cares? You're flying around the moon. Doesn't matter. I fly around the sun every year, just standing on Earth. It doesn't cost a dime. But there's so much waste and fraud in the system. There's always money for the military-industrial complex to make more weapons. There's always money to build more data centers so that big tech can build AI systems of surveillance and weapons of mass destruction, Terminators, Skynet. There's always money for evil. There's never money for the things that the American people need. And there's always too much money that's created or printed anyway, which steals money from everybody else. So America's roads are deteriorating. The bridges are falling down. The infrastructure is crumbling. The airports look like third world countries. I mean, it's bad. The railroads are from the 1970s. America is so far behind that it can't catch up. This empire is done. It's crumbling. Mexico just announced universal health care for all Mexicans. In America, you can lose your life savings based on one medical emergency because it's a racket. It always has been a racket. Health insurance, big pharma, hospitals, chemotherapy. It's all a racket. It's all a giant criminal cartel that is protected and supported by the United States Congress that writes the laws for the protectionism and the FDA, et cetera. So the reason more warehouses are probably going to burn, although, of course, I in no way do I condone this. I would warn against it. Arson is obviously dangerous and destructive. But the reason we're going to see more of it is because all the things I've mentioned in this podcast are going to get worse. The average American worker is going to be more impoverished. They're going to find it more difficult to be able to afford to feed their kids or to feed themselves. They're going to find it more difficult to afford to pay rent or to purchase a car or even to buy health insurance. All the things that people typically need to live are going to be increasingly out of reach. Even when they're making $25, $30 an hour in a California warehouse, and some people make a lot more than that, and it's still not enough. It will never be enough as long as the government keeps printing the currency, which is a form of theft. It's stealing from the American people. This situation will not get any better until it collapses. And at this point, frankly, there's so much abuse in the system, we should pray for the collapse of the war dollar. The dollar is an instrument of war, death, deception. It's an instrument of theft from the American people. And if we had honest currency, almost nobody would be living in poverty. If we had honest currency backed by gold, we wouldn't be able to fund the wars, and so we would have peace by default. We wouldn't be able to keep funding Israel's genocide, would we? That's why Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971. That's why nobody in government wants a gold standard, because honest money limits the ability of the government to carry out all of this nefarious evil by printing dollars and funding all their evil programs, including propaganda and psyops against the American people, of course. So you see, the collapse of the petrodollar will be the one thing that saves the American worker. Yes, there'll be a short-term period of chaos, no question about it. But the only way for the American worker to ever be able to keep what they earn is for the country to have honest money. Honest money, Ron Paul style. Money backed by gold. Or silver, or a combination thereof, but probably just gold. If you have currency backed by gold, audited, inspected, verified, well then, you're not going to have runaway inflation, which we have now. We have runaway inflation, even though the White House says it's zero. They're lying, obviously. And it's not about handouts, which is where Democrats go wrong. They think, well, we just need more handouts. No, we don't need more handouts. We need to stop the theft of the purchasing power of the dollar, which comes from money printing. We don't need handouts if we just get to keep what we earn without the government stealing it from us. It's very simple. That's the solution. And interestingly, the dollar is it's on a self-collapse trajectory. It will collapse. We don't know when exactly, but there will be a trigger, and there are potential black swan triggers happening all the time right now, like Russia just announcing that it will no longer sell energy to European countries in the dollar. From now on, Russia says all future sales will be transacted in the Chinese yuan. Yeah. And Iran, by the way, saying for ships that pay the toll to sail through the Strait of Hormuz, they have to pay in Chinese yuan. And I don't even know that China wants to be the world reserve currency. Probably not. They don't want to print the currency that would be necessary for that, you know, for the yuan to become the world hegemonic currency. But other countries are demanding Chinese yuan because nobody wants to deal with the dollar. The dollar is a con. The dollar is a debt instrument. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's losing value every single day. That's why American workers are becoming impoverished. It's not because the wages aren't high enough. It's because the theft is too high from the government itself. So for everybody out there who is socialist or communist or pro-labor or pro-union, if you want to solve this problem, if you want your workers or yourself to have more wealth and more savings, you need to actually follow Ron Paul here, demand an ending of the Fed, demand an honest audit of the gold reserves, demand an honest currency. And when this currency collapses, and it's in the process of doing so, then you should demand honest currency to be erected as the replacement. And that will also happen in some places, not every place, but in some places it will. Gold will become the element that backs honest currency. And so those who hold gold are going to be the wealthy of the future. And if you want to hold more gold and swap out your defective dollars for gold, then that's just called buying gold and taking delivery and having possession of it or having it vaulted. And of course, we have a sponsor in that space, Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson. And you can reach them through our link, metalswithmike.com, metalswithmike.com. And they have very honest pricing, competitive. They are pro-liberty people. They respect your privacy. They can help you design a strategy that's perfect for your use case. If you want gold and silver, that's what's going to hold value as the dollar continues to collapse. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. And you can also see what else we have available for you at rangerdeals.com. We've got a link there to the Goldback website. If you want to get goldbacks, which is a spendable form of gold, it's kind of like gold as cash. So that's something to check out as well. So bottom line, the financial situation is going to get super wonky here. Very bad. If you're holding dollars, those dollars are going to become worthless at some point. The dollar will collapse. I just don't know when. I don't know how fast. I don't know what the trigger events are going to be. But the dollar will go down in history as a failed currency. Just like, frankly, the British pound has gone down in history as a failed currency. And the British Empire is a failed empire. That's going to happen to the American Empire. It's coming. It's already underway. So thank you for listening, and you can check out my other podcasts at brightvideos.com. And you can also read my articles and see my infographics at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care.
Protein is a crucial nutrient that is necessary for good overall health. Incorporate protein into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified protein powders. Only at healthrangerstore.com.